beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace. I was hardly 13 years old when grief visited me for the first time. It was in the form of the untimely demise of my aunt. She was very loving, kind, and fun to be with. Although she faced several hardships in life, with her husband succumbing to his illness and several other difficulties, she was not bitter, at least in the way she interacted with me. She was always willing to spend time with me, talking to me about several things. In fact, after all these years, I remember her not for the conversations, but for the warmth and love she exuded. The feeling of being loved that is still a memory in my mind. She seemed happy to be with me, and I looked forward to spending time with her. Then one day, she passed on, without saying goodbye, without warning me, without the last words, without a sense of closure. I still wonder, what if we got to hug one last time? What if I got to sleep with her, cuddling in her blanket one last time? What if I could feel her in my nostrils once more? She had a pleasant, cool fragrance around her, something that reminded me of a waterfall. Not the scary, overwhelming one, but a refreshing and welcoming one on a hot summer day. She left one day, and I never got to say that one last word, knowing that it is going to be the last word, the last glance, the last kiss, the last to remember her. Now, I don't think I have a last memory. It is more like a mixed up reel of memories crowding into my head. And grief has made it worse, with tears making them hazy. But the pain that accompanies them is still very real. For a 13-year-old, grief is a strange emotion. I was not equipped to deal with it. My parents had kept me away in the hostel, and I never got to see her one last time. She was already a memory, a story, when I was informed about her death. So it remained surreal. The idea of a person not being around felt more like a sad story that was being shared with me, accompanied by tears. I listened. At first it didn't sound real. Then I refused to believe it. Then I walked away, angry at my parents. Days passed as I tried to come to terms with this thought. I grew up before the age of instant connections over devices, and hence it was easy to convince oneself that the person is still alive somewhere. After several days, I began to remember her in my dreams. My subconscious mind started recreating her, and every night I spoke to her, played with her, laughed with her. Then it began to dawn on me that she is in fact gone, and the tears started to flow in fits and starts. I cried in my sleep. Before I waited for sleep to visit me, I cried. It was more like eyes weeping, and I didn't know why they were weeping. I didn't know how long this ripping pain was going to be around, but my body got exhausted with the agony. When I returned to my hostel the next year, I had stopped crying, and the dreams were gone too. I guess I had acknowledged the absence and decided to live on. I might have realized that I have to be kind to myself, and I had to forgive my aunt for her sudden departure from life. Maybe as a child it was easier to let go, and I did. Although the memory is vivid, a sweet and bitter memory, a memory that is too clouded, yet too deep, too deeply ingrained in myself to ever let go.